Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Welcome to Funny Friday. Another Funny Friday. Beautiful weather outside. Great doings going on. And we're opening up the chat room. If you want to join the chat room, go to BTR Radio. Sign in with a self-promotional name. And we'll promote your events. A lot of great things going on this week. Yes, indeed. And I want to mention some of them. And I want to find the appropriate song to lay this up. Oh, we had a great Memorial Day. Oh, military everywhere in New York. It looked very nice. It was very terrific. And I'm going to play an opening song as an intro to a little event that's coming up that I want to tell you about. Here we go. All right. D-Day flag, a U.S. Navy ensign flown on the American landing craft LST-493 from June 6, 1944. For the public, World War II D-Day auction sale at Bonhams in Manhattan. In observance of the 70th anniversary of D-Day in 1944, Bonhams will offer a rare and historic World War II related items on June 5th in New York. The special auction will cover World War II in all its complexity, featuring stirring artifacts from Europe, Africa, and Asia, and testifying to the conflicts in both the Atlantic and the Pacific. Legendary photographs, battlefield souvenirs, authentic weaponry, crucial machinery, and documents signed by world leaders are among the auction's highlights. This is going to be awesome. But you might want to just, if you're going to go see this event, and they have the flag, I have the picture scrolling, so you can check it out. The sale will preview at Bonhams May 31st through June 5th. That's 580 Madison Avenue. You want to call ahead, www.bonhams.com. Okay. And I'll mention that again. I'm just having a little allergy attack here, so...
She knows what to do, you say.
All right, I'm a little better now. Sorry, I was choking up. It's amazing, the weather, just like I go to speak and everyone has allergies, I suppose. But I just wanted to say the World War II D-Day auction sale at Bonhams in Manhattan. You want to check that out. I can't believe it's been 70 years, the anniversary of D-Day, 1944. And they're going to have all this great exhibit and rare and historic World War II related items June 5th in New York City. And if you're in the New York City area, you want to check this out. This special auction is going to cover a lot of World War II in all its complexities and featuring a lot of emotional artifacts from Europe, Africa, Asia, and just it's just a tribute to our soldiers everywhere. I can't believe it's 70 years, 70 years. And with that, we really do have to support the military and all they do for us. I mean, it's so terrific. There's going to be photographs, battlefield souvenirs, some weaponry, and machinery documents, all signed by world leaders. And that's around the highlights. But you want to go. If you want to go, you have to probably make a reservation to check it out. I love that they have the flag there, the remnants of the flag that the Navy ensign flown on the American landing craft, the LST-493. All right, it's just part of it, and it's very supportive, and you want to go check this out. The sale's going to preview at Bonhams May 31st, June 5th through June 5th at 580 Madison Avenue. That's between 56th and 57th, New York, New York, 10022. Now, you want to call for hours and appointments at 212-644-9001. Go to www.bonhams.com for more information. I really think this is going to be a terrific exhibit and also an auction, also for great cause. You want to check that out. Oh, great. The chat room is open. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is listening via the phone. Chuck Skull is in the house. Thank you, Chuck, for checking in. Chuck Skull Show. I believe you post your shows, Chuck, and I will announce them. George Bettinger's in the house from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. You want to check that out. And, of course, our favorite, Gail Parento, who also has, there's an auction. Oh, she posted the catalog auction. So go to www.bonhams.com/auctions/21651. You'll get more information. I believe you can go to the website as well. Remember, that's May 31st through June 5th, 580 Madison Avenue, between 56th and 57th Street in New York City. But be sure to call for hours and appointments if you're really interested in serious bidding on some of this memorabilia. www.bonhams.com. The phone number for reservations, 212-644-9001. You want to check that out. And I want to thank my guest for tuning in this morning. I just feel like one more military thing. Huh? It's just Memorial Day's not over. It's so sunny. Let's barbecue everyone. And if you see some military on the street, then find them for a soda or something. They're nice guys.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Staten Island, farewell to Times Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, and my heart's right there. Into New York City came an Irishman one day, to stay with friends from Ireland who had found good work and pay. Singing songs of Dublin, Mayo, Cork and Donegal, young Paddy got nostalgic and he said to one and all, it's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long sweet.
World Records fastest talking female, and I just want to wish you a very happy July 4th. Actually, it should be September 3rd, because the U.S. became independent officially only after the War of Independence, September 3rd, 1783, when British King George III, why these people can't come up with original names, I'll never know, got together with U.S. head hunters and signed the Treaty of Paris, so it's really September 3rd, not July 4th. But, that being said, I figured I'd tell you how I'm going to spend my July 4th, which is really September 3rd, just in case you want to spend it the same way. First of all, I'm going to have a party. Well, actually, first I got to buy the stuff at the party. Paper plates, cups, forks, balloons. You can get them on sale. Anyway, those of you who know me, why would you know me unless, of course, one of your friends knows I hate to cook. So, I'm going to invite my friend Caesar over. Caesar loves to cook. And Caesar's going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, Kool-Aid, not the type that kills, and no drinking. I don't want people slobbering all over the place with their beer breaths and everything like that. All right, you know what? If they want to drink, they can hide in the corner. Mom, is that you? I really hate drinking. Did I tell you that I get drunk on cranberry juice? It's true. Hey, anyway, then I'm going to hang up some flags. Hey, got to be patriotic. I could even have my friends do a parade. Okay. Maybe not. Get a hold of some fireworks, legal of course, and then send everyone home and have enough leftovers so I don't have to cook for a week. Simple, done, over. Now get out of here. Oh, and have a safe July 4th.
We've got your house surrounded. Put the fireworks down and get your hands up.
That was the wonderful Fran Capo. Go to www.francapo.com. We have in the chat room, we have Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Chuck Skull, do you have a show tonight, Chuck? Post your times. You know how confused I get, Chuck Skull. I know you have a great nostalgia show on the weekends, and I believe that's Saturday morning at 11. Gail Parento's in the house. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Facebook friend, and Larry McGinnis, new to the room. Hello, Larry McGinnis. Welcome, welcome. The Steve Mendoza Show, Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio, Jukebox Diner, and I think Sunday it's Big Band Brunch at 11. Hope I got those times right. I'm sorry. Anyway, it's great. I just want one more reminder, because I'm giving the first half of the show to the special, special auction. It's the World War II D-Day auction sale at Bonhams in Manhattan. You want to check this out? I can't believe it's 70th anniversary of D-Day. Isn't that amazing? 1944. Oh, time flies. Okay, so that's the 31st through June 5th. You want to check that out. That starts tomorrow. So go to www.bonhams.com to find out more information. You can make an appointment at 212-644-9001. Okay, that's 580 Madison Avenue. A lot of memorabilia there. And I posted a picture on the scroll. You could see the remaining flag. You want to check that out. A lot of artifacts, a lot of them signed by famous people. Just awesome. And a good cause as well. All right, Steve Mendoza's show this Sunday. We're doing a pledge drive from 12 to 8 p.m. So I'm assuming it's 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Okay, you go, Steve. You go with your pledge drive. Chuck Skull, Saturday, 10 a.m. and Saturday, 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione on Blog Talk Radio. Check it out. Always fun. Who's ready for summer? I know I am, and all that it entails. July 4th. Woohoo! That's coming up too, speaking of World War II. It's just another celebration. Remember, support the military. Whenever you see them, say thank you.
They said I was a fool, but never amount to much. They said I graduate last in the class. I don't want to wear no tie. They won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy. People in society, corporations run the lives. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't wanna blow no gas. I don't wanna pay no rent. Man, I was president and we all have a blast. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Cool summertime. Hit the bar, 10 a.m.
Say to say goodbye and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Carly? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Nyah, 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 ruff, ruff.
Hello, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Thank you, George Benger. always fun with George. Okay. George Benger, Junior Steam Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Check them out at 4 p.m. Okay. Oh, my chat room, always funny. Always funny, people. Moving right along. Let's see. What else is going on? Lots going on. I'll be doing the improv jam this Sunday. Sunday, Tom Soder's improv jam, 7 p.m., and that's right next to Stand Up New York. It's the Stand Up Theater Lab. You can check it out there. And that's going to be awesome. So you want to do that. And I'll be performing there at 7 p.m. And Tom Soder's Improv Jam, if you go to the Facebook, I'm sure you'll find it too. And I've got so many things up. I got to find which thing it is. But I'll give you the information in a little while. I'm just trying to multitask here. So why don't we keep it moving? I think so. Yes. Here we go. I love this song, by the way.
Hey, rock and rollers. Here's a new song that's climbing up the charts. And that's no lie. And here to sing it for you are the Gripweeds with Lies.
Lies, lies. You're telling me that you'll be true. Lies, lies. That's all I ever hear from you.
That it's over, it just keeps on coming around. Pluto, you know who you are. Or at least you used to. I tell you, first time that we met, it was pretty goddamn hot. Our veins were intercoursing, rivers molten, flowing, love and rock. But in the years, we both cooled and drifted, slowing to a stop. Yeah, you may want to wander hot, but you're as cold as Dr. Spock. And sure, you trek like you're a star, and I don't mean to sound pedantic, but we both know all you are is just a dorky, dorky planet. Not a Mighty Morphin czar, not a cause for any panic. I prefer you from afar, more of an iceberg than Titanic. You never quite brought that big bang, like you float as a star. It's not the motion of the ocean, it's the lack of any spark, a slack or black hole of emotion. But without the pulling part, although you suck, so read my lips, total eclipse of hardened heart. Can you insist I call you Pluto? But you're more Minnie and Goofy. You're so boring, I think I would slip the Mickey or a Ruby. And your core's not worth exploring, so in tight as loosey-goosey, it's a pity you're a kitty itty bitty baby Ruthie. You know how much that costs, right? Come on, baby, long distance. Haven't you ever heard of Skype? You know what? Don't even talk to my friends. I take that back. You ain't no Captain Planet. You don't have the heart. You're barely Captain Crunch. Let's start. You can call me a hater, but I ain't gonna change. And I know it's time to save the strange. The more you try, the more to explain your blip, your speck, your fly, your stain. I know it hurts to hear, and it's just gonna make you madder. But in terms of solar system, size really does matter. I know it's a tall order, but I wish you were fatter. A gravity disorder or some meteor splatter. You're a crater-facing baller. You're a fun-erasing hater. Every time you swing around, you're like a major space invader. And I never liked Atari, and I barely liked you hardly. If you worked at my McDonald's, I would send your ass to Hardy. And the planets are aligned. But you're not counted in the docket. Is that you or just a lonely little shiny blinking rocket? See, whining and pining, you waste my time and space. So would you knock it off and see that I'm just fine without your tiny spaceless sprocket? So let's just let it be, pushing past the pain. No point in waxing so poetic, let's just focus on Wayne. You know, your folks, I won't change, just your classified name. You can always stop by, but it won't be the same. That's funny how these things worked out. The Romans thought you were the god of the dead. Now you're dead to me. Whee! Now Saturn. That's a lady who deserves a ring. Oh, hey, Uranus called. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Nobody likes you. But you said you wanted space. So? Enjoy it. You can talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me, but don't please. Whee! See, I'm having fun without you. Getting back together. Bye.
Learn to people piss me off.
Dear bicyclist mumbling mean things to himself about me. You almost ran me over. The walking sign said go. Your light said don't go. It was red, if you don't know what that means. Bikes have to follow basic road rules if you're going to be riding on the road. You dummy. I think I heard you mumble. Damn, and you saw me coming. It doesn't matter that I saw you coming. Your light was red. You're not supposed to keep going when the light is red. It would be different if I was just walking across and there was a red hand facing me and there was a green light facing you, but that's not what happened, is it? No, that's not what the story was. So don't get all sassy with me, okay, cyclist? I ride my bike too, okay? So I know what it's like to be both a pedestrian and a bike rider. It's not like I'm some a-hole, ignorant pedestrian that walks in the middle of bike lanes and doesn't move when you yell at them. I am a respectful cyclist slash pedestrian. And I follow the rules for the most part. I bet you've hit someone. I bet you've already hit a pedestrian before, haven't you? There's always got to be that one that just sets the stereotype for all other people. You are what makes cyclists look bad. You are why taxis and pedestrians get pissed off at cyclists. I hope you're ashamed. And I really hope that people don't judge other bicyclists by their form of transportation because of you, but that they judge them from their own actions. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters that I wrote to these people. They pissed me off that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they're entertaining and they make you laugh.
Camille Theobald, you gotta love her. Terrific. Betty Jo Tucker movie attic headquarters this week. Oh, I love it. Chris Lemon remembers Jack Lemon. June 3rd, movie attic headquarters. Chris Lemon currently starring in the play Jack Lemon Returns. Talks about a twist of lemon, the touching memoir he wrote about his famous father. One of Hollywood's great stars. Chris is also an actor and a producer, and portrays his father in Jack Lemon Returns, a new play with music at the Royal George Theater in Chicago, 4 p.m. I met Chris Lemon at the Friars Club. I actually saw, I guess, one of the versions of his show. It is absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend it. And a sweeter, nicer man you'll never meet. And what a lovely family he had besides that. Really nice people, the wife, the kids, everybody. And he's such a nice guy. You just get such a great feeling from this guy. You go, boy, this guy's all about the love. What a nice guy. And he did a great show at the Friars Club, too. All right, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m. this Tuesday. Okay, Steve Mendoza has a new show coming out. What's Cooking with Chef Steve? HT, go to iTunes, Apple, the U.S. podcasts, What's Cooking? That's a lot, Steve. You're just going to have to post it. And you say you have it. Is that the one you're doing this, the 12 to 8 p.m. one? I'm not sure. Clarify that. Chuck Skull has shows coming up. He also, I'm scrolling up to find your show, Chuck Skull, when it is. So post it again. Chuck Skull does a show with Kat Vecchione. I believe it's Friday or Saturday night on Blog Talk Radio. Just follow him. It's so much easier. And you know, on Blog Talk Radio, if you say remind, they will send you an email to remind you of these shows. Now, you just don't need me. George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. And Steve Mendoza, what's not to love about Steve Mendoza? Oh, boy, it's summer. It's summer, right? There's so much to do, and you keep putting it off. Why? Ask Trashimation.
I've got 1,000 statements piled up to the ceiling, but I'd much rather read a book. My TV just got 100 brand new stations, and I think each deserves a look. Procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la. This would have had more words, but I never finished the chorus. La 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 la, procrastination. I'm on the verge of being evicted from the basement, and I don't have a place to go. So I should probably try and look for an apartment, but I'd rather play in the snow. Procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la. This would have had more words, but I still didn't finish the chorus. La 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 la, procrastination.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half. Half or nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Not 6 feet tall, and your hairline's receding to bald. A body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to, and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the Lombada! When dancing the corporate Lombada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step, and step, and hip, and hip, and clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide, and sway. Influence. Kick back, kick front, bin. And power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. You serve positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lambada. Arbitrage!
Well, time goes fast when you're with good people, huh? And everyone, thank you for joining us at Movie Attic Headquarters. This Tuesday, Chris Lemon, 4 p.m., Betty Jo Tucker on Blog Talk Radio, Chuck Skull. Chuck, I lost your times. Post them real quick and I'll come back to you. Steve Endoza has so many shows, I can't keep up with them. Go to Facebook. Once you find his show, follow his show, press reminder on whatever the thing is so you get the info when it's coming. George Benjamin, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. That means there's one today. Cyanide's in the house. Marco, Paulo, you came in late, but we love you anyway. Thanks for joining us. And everyone have a good weekend. Oh, you're off to see Maleficent. Ooh, that's going to be something scary. My son told me that none of the children were in the scene were so afraid of her that she had to use her real daughter in the scene. But that's what happens. Check out Chuck Skull. Go to Facebook. Check him out with the showtimes. Wacko World, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. Oh, that's a lot of plugs, Nancy, in a short amount of time. It sure is. All right, let's go out with Chuck Colombo and Little Gypsy, huh?
I can't explain this love of mine, but I can't say I won't stop trying. Nature orders things outside of time. Gypsy moth, it's how I know you're mine. Call it spooky action at a distance, entangled, mystic. You're nothing like a butterfly, driven by fear and want. You're one big appetite. You made an awful mess and sown destruction. From some forgotten cells came your instruction. But who can blame you, little one? What's done is done. A sum of facts is not the whole truth. And if consumed like poison fruit, has consequences you may regret. But every cause has this effect. And who can blame you, little one? It's been fun. Could make you blameless. Now the whole world is changed.